Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Thanking God for all of you that's listening. And may the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you in the United States listening to the broadcast. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and the Netherlands. Spain, I haven't forgotten you. And to every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, hey, I'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus Christ to answer. If you have any comments, I ask that you will listen, limited rather to a minute and a half to 2 minutes based on the time that of the broadcast. Amen. And for those of you that have any questions about how to obtain any copies of the messages, I will get that information to you. However, I do understand that there are some of you who will be listening to the broadcast and you may have a prayer request, but you don't want to speak it over the air. Or maybe you have a question. You don't want to speak it over the air. That's understandable. Contact me at my email address at www.NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Okay? That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Glory be to God. Send your questions in, and I will get back to you. Before we start, let us go into prayer. And once again, I do recognize that perhaps some of you that is listening to the broadcast, you say, hey, I don't want to pray. Well, if you don't, you know, that's your preference. Not going to get mad at you or jump up all over you. You know, that's your preference. But for those of you who say, I don't mind, won't you join in with me? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we humble ourselves before you this day. Thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given us once again to come together in your word. Father, I pray today that you would bless the hearers, bless the speaker in the name of Jesus. I pray that your word will go forth in spirit and truth and in power. Dear Lord, we invite your spirit to be with us. Lord God, as we take this journey once again into the word of God. For Lord, we dare not to take this journey without your spirit being with us. And Lord God, we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, tonight we are on part three of the series, The Midnight Cry, The Books to Lead Mankind. This is part three. And we have been looking at where this word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. Jesus also referred to it as being of the midnight cry, where the angel of the Lord has been crying the words of the Lord Jesus Christ at this last hour. Amen. And we have been looking at what he has to say about what will lead mankind into eternal hope and salvation and deliverance. And I want to open up with that scripture once again from the word of the Lord. It is coming from what is called the 102nd message, 102nd message. And Jesus sent this message out April the 5th, 1985. April the 5th, 1985. And I want to read a scripture from this message once again. I ask that you give me your undivided attention and plus what you hear. Hey, take it back to the Lord. Amen. You can go and ask the Lord, hey, is this true? Is that your word? Did you send it? All of it. Amen. Now, this is what he says. And this is what he permitted his angel to tell us. He said, I speak that all Christendom may flow together and abide by the Bible, revealing great truths, the coming forth of the record of the Nephites, the book, and the word of the Lord. Behold, the books that will lead all mankind to eternal hope and salvation, deliverance in the Lord. Amen. Now, in the message that was brought by this angel coming from directly from the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. He mentions three books that is said by the Lord Jesus Christ that will lead all mankind, not some mankind, not a few, not very little, but all mankind to eternal hope and salvation, deliverance in the Lord. He mentions the Bible, the word of the Lord, and Revelation and Nephi, okay? So just because I'm coming to you with messages from the Lord Jesus Christ through his angelic messenger, comprised in the book called the word of the Lord, is not saying that I don't believe that the Bible contains the word of God also. Amen. But what we've been looking at is how that the Lord mentions the quantity of three. The Bible, the word of the Lord, and Revelation and Nephi. And we've been looking at how special and the significance and the symbolism of these three by the number three, what it's connected to, and what the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us concerning these three books combined, okay? Concerning these three books combined. Now, yesterday's broadcast, we looked at another significance of the number three and involving these three books, where it was connected to what is called the three measures of meal. And we come to understand that the three measures of meal, this is what these books are, the Bible, the word of the Lord, the record of Nephi, is the three measures of meal that the church, the born-again believers, the bride, supposed to be teaching concerning the kingdom is comprised in these three books. We've come to also understand that the significance of the number three is connected to establishment and witnessing. And it's telling us that these three books were witness of the kingdom of God. It were witness of the plan and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because understand this, that whatever Jesus does in earth, he does not go without having a witness. But we also come to understand that these three witnesses is also in the protocol of the Lord. Because we saw in part one that he said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And what the Lord has been showing us in displaying of these three books and speaking on these three books, that he is continued to keep his protocol. Amen. So if you can look for anybody to keep his word, it will be Jesus. We as people, we're subject to miss it. We're subject to fall short. We're subject to say we're going to do this and don't do it. But the Lord always keepeth his word. And he's always a God of war. He's never a God of disorder. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a God of order. Okay? Never disorder. That's why when people are claiming certain things that is going on in a disorderly fashion, that's why one of the ways you can tell many times it's not from God. Okay? Because God is a God of war. Amen? So now, having said that, we're going to continue on, and still we're looking at this significance of the three. Okay? The three. Glory be to God. Besides this establishment and witnessing, and also besides that we're being shown that these books make up in dealing with the three measures of meal, okay? That the word of God is to be fed to the people from these three books, amen? He said these books will lead all mankind to eternal hope and salvation, deliverance in the Lord. He didn't say just one of them. He said these three books, okay? Now, we do understand that based on people just knowing the Bible, God, our Lord Jesus Christ, accept them based on what they know, okay? Amen. If they receive Jesus Christ as Lord, guess what? They're born again, they're saved. Glory be to God. But we're going to go on a little bit further concerning this number three. This number three. And this number three is also connected to, like, what? The Godhead. The Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Now, let's go to our Bibles on this. Amen. And let's start off in the book of Colossians chapter 2. The book of Colossians chapter 2. Okay? The book of Colossians chapter 2. It's not a long book. And some that's not really reading a Bible like they should, we might holler, where they at? You know. Well, It's the book right after the book of Philippians. Oh, I guess you said, well, that didn't make it no better because it's another short book and people probably don't come across that. Well, look after Ephesians, okay? Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Amen? Glory be to God. And the word of God said, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, if you ever look in the concordance, you would notice that the word Godhead only appears in the New Testament. And it appears, I think, approximately three times. But what is it referring to? It's referring to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost being one being called the Godhead. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so the number three is the connection into what? The Godhead. Just like if you look at us as man, just like the Godhead is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, tripart being, okay, we are tripart beings, spirit, soul, and body. You get that? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so we see that the number three is significant, dealing with the Godhead being this one, showing these books are set up like the three per se, these three being one, okay? These three being one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not separate at a degree where they will contradict each other. Hear what I'm saying now, okay? Just like with the Godhead. You're not going to have the Father contradicting the Son contradicting the Spirit contradicting them both. You're not going to have that. And this is what the Lord is letting us see about these three books. They will not contradict one another. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're not going to contradict one another, people. Amen. Now, I know some of you listening and you said, well, that's easy for you to say. Well, once again, as I have told you throughout the broadcast, as well as my brothers and sisters that come on the broadcast, take it to the Lord Jesus. Not one time, even when I was on God's Word to Man broadcast, not one time did we ever tell you, you better listen to him because we said. We never told you that. Always pointed you to Jesus. Gave you what we had to give you, but at the same time pointed you to Christ. Always did it. Amen? Glory be to God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 28. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 28. Hallelujah. You know, I sense the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for the presence of His Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Amen. I thank God for the presence of the Holy Ghost, because there's something about giving the Word of God that causes, when you're really into the Word of God, it does something for your spirit. Yeah, you could be going down, going through. Things could be happening, and when you get into the Word of God, it does something for your spirit. Now, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and look what the Word of God said. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach not some, not a few, not many, but what? All nations. So Jesus wants all nations to be taught. All nations to be taught. Not some. See, like in the church, he wants everybody to be taught. Jesus just don't want just the ministry to be taught, but he wants the people in the pew to be taught. He wants everybody to be taught. See, our Lord is not a discriminatory person. He's not a discriminatory being, okay? He wants it for all. So he wants everyone to be taught. But you got man who would like pick out certain people that they think should be taught or teach or teaching them. And others don't need to be taught, just let them string along. Well, that ain't Jesus. Anyhow, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of what? The Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Once again, the Godhead. The Godhead. Amen. So, and just like he wants all to be taught and baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, he wants all to be taught about these three books. You understand what I'm saying? He wants everybody. He doesn't want. See, you got some churches, some Christians, they stay, quote, within themselves. And they take on the spirit like they're the only Christians on the face of this earth. Now, I would be completely crazy to think I'm the only Christian here on this earth. I would just look, as they say, plumb ridiculous to think that I am the only Christian on this earth. But you have some Christians that think that. And they think that they are the only ones God using. Well, guess what? Reality check. Reality check. It ain't true. Lord is using other believers. Okay? Even though they're not, quote, in your church, per se, you're using other believers. Okay? Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not going to contradict one another. So ain't no need of you, if the Spirit of God tells you to do something, ain't no need of you going to the Word or going to Jesus. I'm going to pray to Jesus, and I'm going to see what Jesus say. But guess what? He's going to say the same thing. Okay? Not going to contradict himself. He's not going to contradict your spirit. Okay? Amen. Jesus is the Word made flesh. You know, some people claim that the Holy Ghost be telling them to do something, and you notice that the Word of God says something different than what they're doing? Yeah. But they feel like just because they told you that the Holy Ghost told them to do it, then it's supposed to be okay. Listen, the Holy Ghost is not going to tell you to do anything that contradicts the Word of God. Okay? Not going to tell you that. If you do, that's an unholy ghost. Okay? That's not the Holy Ghost. That's an unholy ghost. Okay? Hey, that ain't the true spirit of the living God. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the Godhead, and this is how these three books are set up like, okay, that in this right, that it would not contradict one another, they are one, okay? They are one. Hallelujah. And this is why Jesus said, he said, these books will lead all mankind into eternal hope, salvation, and deliverance. Just like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They will lead all mankind. Okay? Being as one, they will lead all mankind. This is what these books would do. Being as one, they will lead all mankind to eternal hope, salvation, deliverance in the Lord. You get what I'm saying? Amen. See, sometimes when people hear something new, they're so scared that it's automatically a contradiction without them even examining it or anything. And this is why many Christians, when they hear that there is a truth, books other than the Bible, they just, oh my goodness, oh, I know they're not of God. They're talking about there's another book beside the Bible. Well, sure it is. Well, maybe it's the Quran. No, it ain't. Okay. You say, well, why is it? If you're saying, Brother Nathan, there are books other than the Bible, how come you don't say the Quran is one of them? Because the Quran contradicts the Bible. Remember, I told you, explained it to you a minute ago, that these three books, just like the Godhead, is not going to contradict one another. You go reading the Quran and the stuff, they say it contradicts the Bible completely. Okay? Amen. See, the Lord said in 1 John chapter 4, beloved, believe not every spirit. In other words, don't be naive. See, some people think Christians are supposed to be naive, that we're supposed to be dumb, stupid. Just believe anything, okay? You come and tell us that a dog turned into a donkey, we supposed to go, oh, okay. No. Come on. And then some of us Christians, we don't try to go learn anything here because we've taken on that mentality that we're supposed to be don't-knows. That's where we at, okay? And that's not the will of the Lord. Amen? That's not the will of the Lord. Now, let's go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Now, this is John in the back of the Bible. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. We're going to go in a little bit deeper on this. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. You got about, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I, like I said, I pray that you will hear me on this. Take it to the Lord. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Now look what the Word of God has to say. He said, but there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Now, some of you say, well, I thought it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, remember what John toward the front in the Gospels, what John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14 said, and the Word became flesh. So when it says here, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, the Word is the Son that became flesh, okay? So it's still saying the same thing. This is the Godhead, okay? But here's one thing I want you to look at. He said that there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Now, that word one, when you look in the Bible concordance, and you're looking under the Greek, because you are in the New Testament, to see what was the original Greek word there, you'll find out that one of the things that original Greek word there was there before it was translated over to be in the word one, it means one another. Okay? One another. So this shows us that they are one of another being of the same being. Okay? They're one of another. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, since the Father, the Word, and the Spirit are one of another, okay, and these three books that Jesus said will lead all mankind into eternal hope and salvation, set up just like the number three in dealing with the Godhead, then that would mean that these three books, hallelujah, will have to be or bear witness one of another, right? You get what I'm saying? In other words, when he said these three are one, and these three are one, they're one of another, which means that they will bear witness of one of another. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? In other words, the Father will bear witness of the Son will bear witness of the Father, the Holy Ghost will bear witness of the both of them will bear witness of the Spirit of God. They're going to bear witness of one another. You understand that? And so since that's what the Godhead, then that means what? These three books are the same way. They should be able to what? Bear witness one of another. Okay? Hallelujah. So having said that, since I'm coming to you with this midnight cry, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, being sent, he's sending it through his angel messenger, hallelujah, from 1927 to 1994 thus far, 120 times, I'm going to start from here. And so since these three books are to bear witness of one another, then that means that this word of the Lord, right, should be able to bear witness of the Bible and the record of Nephi, right? If they bear witness of one another, they set up like the Godhead. The Godhead is one of another. So he set it up in the number of three, just like the Godhead, and telling us that these books will bear witness one of another. Okay? Hallelujah. So these three books is also designed by Jesus to bear witness of one another, just like the Godhead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to start off from the word of the Lord. And I'm going to give you scriptures from the word of the Lord. First of all, what it says about itself. And then what it says about the other two books. Now you say, well, why are you going to start off by what it says about itself? Because as the series goes on, I'm going to let you see what the other books have to say about the word of the Lord. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, having said that, I want to go to one of the messages in the Word of the Lord. It's called the 85th message in the Word of the Lord. The 85th message. And you know, Jesus sent this word out August the 14th, 1967. Hallelujah. And I want to read to you what he said about the word of the Lord, this book, the word of the Lord. Once again, this is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this book is comprised of all the messages thus far, and I say thus far, because it ain't over with, that the Lord Jesus has been sending from 1927 to 1994, okay? And I want to read to you, in one of these messages called the 85th message, what Jesus had to say about this word of the Lord, this book, the message. Amen? And this is what it says. He said, he permitted his angel to say this. The words I bring is the word of the Lord, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, but with all the plan and will of the Lord. Did you hear that? The angel of the Lord says, this angel says, that the words that he is bringing is the word of the Lord. Then he goes on to say, precept upon precept, okay? Here a little and there a little, but with all the plan and will of the Lord. Now he said precept upon precept. Now when you go look up the word precept, go into Webster Dictionary, the word precept means a command or principle intended especially as a general rule of action. Let me read that again. What the word precept means? Precept means a command or principle intended especially as a general rule of action. So when he said, I'm bringing, the word I bring is the word of the Lord, precept upon precept, he has said command or principle, upon command, okay, from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory. You know, I sense the Holy Ghost. I sense the Spirit of the living God. Thank God for his Spirit. Amen. Now I want to read from another message. And this is called Message 88, the 88th message. And Jesus sent this message out November the 17th, 1968. Now, I give you guys dates because, first off, I don't have a problem giving you dates. Because why? I want you to ask Jesus. Not trying to do nothing hideous, nothing under the cover, under the table. We're coming straight out, straight at you. Okay? All of that, straight at you. So ain't no, you know, sneaky stuff. I'm giving you dates so you can ask Jesus. Jesus, did you send a word out November 17, 1968? Did you send that message out? This is called 88 message. Now, I want to read one of these verses. Look what he says here. The word of the Lord is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, in time and purpose of his will, pleasant to the righteous. So the angel of the Lord said the word of the Lord is pleasant to the righteous, not to the unrighteous. See, the unrighteous are not going to like, they don't have a care for the word of the Lord. But the righteous does, okay? Amen. Have you ever come across people who claim to believe the Lord, and when you give them the word about doing something right, they frowning and acting up and getting a little snappy attitude, and you wonder, well, why are you acting like that? You're supposed to be rejoicing that the word tells you not to do this and do that. Man, you're getting attitudes all, coming from everywhere. What is this? Well, that should tell you something. Amen. Now notice, I read to you, he said the word of the Lord, talking about this word of the Lord book, is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, in time and purpose of his will, pleasant to the righteous. Now, remember, I just gave you a definition of the word precept, which is a command or a principle. So it's command upon command, principle upon principle, each line, line upon line, okay? Each line, rule, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, precept upon precept shows a constant repetition of commands. one mandate upon another. Constant repetition. He said precept upon precept. Line upon line. This is like a constant repetition. Okay? Hallelujah. Because see, what I come to understand, and I was looking this up one time, how the Lord teaches his people and deal with us as you would do what? Children. Amen? This is why we call the children of God. Okay? Amen. He deals with us in such a way. And the Lord is not about rushing things, so he would slowly begin to teach us like you would do children. Right? Hallelujah. Amen. Any loving and willing parent would take his time, his or her time, in teaching a child. See, that rush teaching don't do nothing. You know, for example, even on my job that I'm on, it is amazing. You think that everybody in leadership position should know concerning even teaching, but you come to find out, some of you may have already come to find out, they don't really know nothing about teaching. They don't know about training. All they know about, they put you with somebody, and they act like you're supposed to learn everything in one day that a person been there 20 years doing. They don't understand it. And it's this rushing thing, okay? And see, when you do a so-called rush training, you get more unnecessary problems than you would having problems under a regular training, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And see, even when we say teach our children, we teach them what? So much at a time. Okay? Here a little, there a little. So much at a time, right? Amen. We don't go to rush it. Okay? Because once again, any loving parent that wants their child to get it, or to get it right, is going to do what? Take his time, his or her time, in teaching that child, and they're going to teach them so much at a time. And then when they learn that, come on, they go come a little bit more. And they learn that, they come a little more. But guess what? That's how God is doing with us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You also will find out that God comes command upon command and like he's repeating the same thing. Another thing is showing that we haven't done that thing or we have not learned it. Okay? See, when God, quote, repeats himself, ain't nothing wrong with God. He's showing us there's something going on with us. And many times when he repeats himself and we're thinking in our mind, oh, I did that, he actually tells you, you haven't done it. You haven't come to master or learn it. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so just like we would teach our children one rule at a time, then another and another, until they what? Get the whole thing. This is how the Lord is doing with us. And he said this word of the Lord. Amen. That's what it do. Here a little, there a little. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Tell what? Till we get the whole thing, people. We get the whole thing. And if we're wondering, you know, some of in the Church of Christ alive, the message, who have received his word, see God saying in these messages like he's almost saying the same thing. And we wonder why he's doing that. Because guess what? We ain't got it yet. Okay? We ain't got it. We ain't learned it. We ain't did it. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see, the Lord, through this word of the Lord, sending his messages, he is displaying his perfect will that goes in agreement with the other books. See, in Christianity, we so broken up in fragments and stretched out here, stretched out there. And this is my church, and that's your church, and I'm this and that. You know, it's pitiful. And we think the way we're set up today, that we're actually showing that this pleased the Lord. Well, reality check, it don't. It don't. And so the Lord is displaying plainly, okay, his perfect will. For Christianity is to be what? To be one fold. That's the perfect will, people. To be one foes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see, that's why, that's another reason why he's getting here a little and there a little. He's giving us so much at a time. Until we what? Until we grasp it. And then another time he comes a little bit more and a little bit more. And you know, and some of us in the Church of Christ alive, we say, well, Lord, send your angel. Well, I want his angel to be sent too. But we act like he's going to give us more when we haven't fully followed all that he already has said already. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, this word of the Lord book, the messages of the Lord Jesus Christ, remember, I'm talking to you about how these books are set up like the Godhead, where that the Godhead is one of another, which means that they will witness one another. That means that these three books will witness one another. So here, the word of the Lord, for example, should witness concerning the Bible and the record of Nephi. Amen? Well, let's see. Let's go to what is called message 102. Yes, we started that in this study today, but we're going to look at another verse. It's called the 102nd message. Jesus said it April the 5th, 1985. Now, I'm going to read another verse out of this message to show you where the word of the Lord does bear witness to the Bible and the record of Nephi. Amen. Just like the Father bear witness to the Son and the Holy Ghost and said that they are true, then they bear witness to him. The word of the Lord does bear witness concerning the Bible and the record of Nephi. Let me read to you what it says. Prove all things by the words of truth. Now listen closely. In the Bible, record of Nephi, and the word of the Lord. All this is established for mankind. The guidelines of hope and deliverance, man's idealism shall come to naught. Do you hear that? So the word of the Lord here, these messages, the midnight cry, does witness that the Bible and the record of Nephi also contain words of truth from the Lord. Amen. So I know some of you listening, and you hear us talking about Jesus sending the angel and the word of the Lord and the messages, and you start thinking, these people can't be Christians. They don't believe in the Bible. Yes, they do. Yes, I do. Why? Because right here, the Lord said the Bible is legit too. See, once again, remember, it is a witness. The Bible is a witness, and this word of the Lord is a witness, and the record of Nephi is a witness. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. He's keeping his protocol. People, okay, God ain't going to break his own protocol. Okay? Amen. So the word of the Lord here, the midnight cry, being brought by the angel of the Lord, says that the Bible and the record of Nephi contains the words of truth, just like this word of the Lord. It bears witness to it. Amen? It don't say the Bible is no longer relevant. You know, some people are saying that today, people. Amen. Some people are saying that today, oh, the Bible is no more relevant. Well, where you get that from? And you claim to be of the Lord. Amen. So you got to watch all these so-called revelations by people who claim to be God. Oh, I got a revelation from the Lord that the Bible is no longer relevant today. What, Lord, are you talking about? That's what I want to know. It ain't come from Jesus Christ. It came from a faith. The devil trying to play like he's Jesus. That didn't come from Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah. See, the word of the Lord records, it witnesses. Amen. That the Bible, the record of Nephi, contains the words of truth. The angel of the Lord proclaimed this in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what did he say? Prove all things by the words of truth in the Bible. So what else did he say? He said that the Bible reveals truth. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. Amen. So we ain't going around here talking about, well, we believe in the word of the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. And I got to be honest with you people as I say this. And, hallelujah. And when I first joined the church, and like I said, it's about the work. That's the number one thing, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I got to admit that many of us, even in leadership position, we lack a full understanding about what I'm explaining to you guys now. Because if y'all was a fly on the wall, some of our assemblies I went to and things of that nature and gathering, one of the things I noticed that we mostly talked about what? The word of the Lord. We didn't hardly even talk about the Bible or come to scripture from the Bible and a little from the record of Nephi. So I can understand if you was a fly on the wall and you saw this, you go, man, these people don't believe the Bible because it's the word of God. So I get that, okay? Because if I was like you guys, I would think the same thing. I was like, you know. So I thank God for understanding. Amen. Now I want to read from the scripture from another message called the 106th message, sent out November the 25th, 1989. Amen. That's about a few months after I graduated from high school. And he sent this message out. And I want to read one of these verses of what he said. We're talking about how now the word of the Lord does witness that the record of Nephi in the Bible is true, that it contains the word of God. Now, let me read to you what he said. He says, the angel of the Lord said, I bring the authority, the everlasting gospel, heed it, and the words of life and truth as taught in the Bible and record of Nephi with my words. So here we're told the word of the Lord witnesses that the words of life and truth has been taught in the Bible and the record of Nephi. Once again, the word of the Lord is bearing witness that the record of Nephi and the Bible is true, and it contains the words of life, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ also. You get that? Hallelujah. Just like the Godhead, bear witness one of another, so are these three books. And bear witness one another, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, it said the Bible contains the words of life. It's being taught in the Bible, okay? So no, we talk to you about the word of the Lord. We ain't throwing the Bible away, okay? It contains the word of God also. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And for those of you that's out there so quick to say, well, you know the Lord says you don't add anything. Listen, you got to understand when God talks about adding, okay? First of all, these three books follow the protocol of witnessing. Now, here's the wrong way of adding. When it changed from the original thing, when it caused the original thing to change, in other words, let's take the Bible for example. If I brought you a book and said this is the word of God also, and what it says in that, I tell you to add it to the Bible, and it changes the overall meaning of the scripture and all that, then that's wrong. Okay? But when it's added, when it brings out more understanding, okay, then that's deep, that's different because I'm talking about the witnessing of the Lord. You ever notice, for example, in the Bible law, have you ever noticed, like, look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Have you noticed that certain events, all four of them talk about, then certain events, maybe three of the four talk about, and then there's others where maybe two. And see, what you do is you read all the witnesses on that particular event, and you'll notice that each one of them has something in their recording, and sometimes one can say something, add an extra word with the other that say, and it brings more clarity to the overall subject. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, Well, you say amen, hold me, or anyhow, you know, it's up to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to read another verse out of this word of the Lord here. In fact, I'm going to make this the last one here. And this is called the 116th message. 116th message. Amen. And this word was sent out September the 4th, 1993. 3 years after I got saved. And this is what it says. Faith, repentance, the baptism, teaching Jesus Christ, and his atoning blood in redemption, that salvation will come to all that hear and obey the full plan and taught in the Bible, Reverend Nephi, and the word of the Lord, the words I bring as the angel of God. I am his messenger, a resurrected being. I am John the Baptist. I am the Elijah. Once again, this word of the Lord, the midnight cry, the message is sent from Christ, bear witness that the full plan is taught in the Bible and the Reverend Nephi. You get that? It's not telling you that the Bible and Reverend Nephi is no longer valid. It ain't legit. It ain't saying that. Okay? You get that? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we got to understand, people, that this is not something, quote, of a contradiction. Okay? And like I said, for some of you, this is something new. And one of the things that you do wrong is that you're so quick to pass the judgment because it's something new to your ears. Because as I testified to you many times before, when I grew up, all I knew was the Bible. So I understand what you guys are saying. You know, you say, well, all I know is the Bible. And I agree with you. I understand. That's all you know. But that didn't mean that that's all there is to it. Okay? Just because that's all you know. Amen. And just like you can get a revelation from Christ on something. That don't mean that that's all the revelation there is. Right? Amen. If you think that way, you're in trouble. Okay? Because you ain't getting nothing else. Amen. Now, I know some people, this is probably hard pill to swallow, but I tell you what, that pill won't be too hard to swallow if you go to Jesus. Jesus will cause you to be able to swallow that pill. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will. Thank you, Lord. He will cause you to be able to swallow that pill. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The full plan. Yeah, the Lord got a full plan. People, you know, like I said, this ain't no, this is not a game. This is serious. Okay? And I'm doing what I've been instructed of the Lord to do, to tell you guys about this. That's what I've been instructed of the Lord to do, to tell you guys about this message, about this word, this modern-day word that the Lord speaks. And see, there's too many people today who actually think that Jesus just can quit talking. You listen to him, they say, oh, yes, he spoke back in the biblical days, yes. He spoke back, way back, Peter, Paul, John, yes, Jesus spoke. But he's not speaking today. Let me tell you guys something. Don't let nobody fool you in telling you that. Now, I'm not claiming what everybody's saying about Jesus spoke, that he's speaking every time. No, he's not doing it. But he is speaking today. My Lord Jesus ain't dead, people. He's live and well. You know, doing pretty good. Okay? So he ain't like you down and he got old or something like that. Still alive and well and kicking. And you know what? He's still doing the modest work of the one. Amen? Yeah, he's still doing that. Amen. I can personally testify he's been keeping me. You know, even when I had to come and do these broadcasts, because I shared with you guys before, some of y'all think, oh, they just jump on here to just say anything. Well, no, that ain't how it goes. And when you really start delivering the word that is hitting deep on satanic territory, Satan riled back. Okay? That's why I thank the Lord for all of you guys that have been praying, that been and have prayed for me. I thank God for it. Okay? Because I needed that prayer. You know? I needed somebody to lift me up. Amen. Because when I was on God's Word Remain broadcast over 5 years, you know, there's some subjects I did on some things. The Lord really kept me, and I ain't going to change no story. Man, it got tough one time. Man, I'm not going to lie to you. It got so bad to the point, I'm like, Lord, what is this? You know, and he revealed to me what it's about. Okay? See, if you think that you're going to just go flying out there and telling people about Jesus without any resistance, then I have to tell you to turn that TV off of this fantasy that you watch, because that's what you're watching. Because I'm going to tell you, when you're delivering the word of God, especially when you're hitting on something really that Satan has been having a stronghold or having people bound in bondage for years about, you shake that tree, it's going to be some kind of retaliation, okay? Now, I don't say that to scare you, because greater is he that is in thee than he that's in the world. But what I'm letting you be aware of, that it happens, and it's going to happen. And too many of us as Christians, we have tried to, jump behind the bush and hide, okay? And so the enemy be laughing, say, oh, I got them now. They scared and said something, okay? I got them now. They jump behind bushes and trying to hide. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just looking for the Lord to do greater things, people. Even in your lives and in my life, I'm looking for him to do greater things. But at the same time, looking for him to help me to prepare. Because as I said to you guys before, and my brothers and sisters that come on the broadcast also, a word of warning, that we're going to get ready to hit a time where this intensity of attacks, persecution, verbally and physically, is going to be turned up. And my prayer for me personally, Lord, is that I want to be so strong in the Lord that I don't turn loose. And see, you got, you know, one of the thing about some Christians here in America, they don't think it can happen here. In fact, they don't think it's going to happen here. They think they're going to just over them other countries. Okay? Not over here. Well, you hold on to that. let's see how far that takes you. Okay? Because I know some of you are teaching, well, you know, any day now, we're going to be gone. Going to be driving your car. Shoot, you're going to be gone. Well, you know what? I really wish, really wish that was true. Okay? Because I'd be one of the first ones jumping up hollering, is it today, Lord? Okay. I'll be one of the first ones hollering. But see, that ain't what the scripture shows. Yes, the scripture said we're going to be caught up. But it ain't tell you you're going to be caught up with no great tribulation. You know, our brothers and sisters in our own country, man, they facing a great tribulation, people. So they facing stuff over here, over there, that we have yet to even face or to even fathom in this country right here. Okay? I'm talking about they facing over there in the open. I'm talking about when the police is done in the open. Okay? Well, guess what? Get ready. Because it's coming this way. I pray for husband and wives that you'll be so entangled together in Christ that you'll be inseparable. Because I'm telling you, these tests and trials that's going to be ramped up, it's going to test your unity in Christ as a husband and wife. I'm telling you, I hope that you hear this. I really hope that you hear this. It's going to test your unity in Christ. Amen. Because that's the only way your marriage will survive. It got to be in Christ. And it takes two. It takes two that if one can't be doing it, doing all the cooler. Okay. That's not going to work. It takes two. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us this day on this broadcast, enabling us to come together in the word of God. And Father, I pray, Lord, for every soul that's listening to this broadcast, that dear Lord, that you would touch them by the presence of your spirit. And Father, I thank you for such an opportunity that you've given me. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. The Lord say the same. I will be back tomorrow. Look for the advertisement once again. So, this is Brother Nate. Glory be to God. With Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.